This is A Musician's Life. I'm Tracy Tannenbaum with David Lowery.
I think this is a standard bit of wisdom, but somebody told me that you should do what you love and then the money will follow.
In the 1990s, David Lowery's band, Cracker, sold one platinum album and three gold. But success is measured by longevity and not just at the cash register. And on that score, David Lowery has also done well. He's been making music and touring for 25 years, beginning with his first band, the genre-defying Campervan Beethoven. Today, Lowery splits his time between the two groups. His latest Cracker album, Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey, features Lowery's trademark wit. Here he is with Patterson Hood on the song Friends.
Well, through the laughter and the tears, we go stumbling through the years. A bit dysfunctional, well, folks might say. Well, I've got the dirt on you. Hell, I've got plenty on you, too. So I pray we stay together.
My English aunt said this very funny thing to me early in my career when we'd gone to England to play some shows and I met her at a pub. And she said, "That's a dangerous business you've got going there." I was thinking she was meaning just like long hours on the road, late nights, drinking, drugs, girls, the usual rock and roll stuff. And I sort of started defending my life to her and she goes, No, not that, not that. I mean using irony in America. My father was a career Air Force guy. And actually, this is the interesting thing. Johnny Hickman, who's my songwriting partner in Cracker, his father was also in the Air Force. And we never once felt any sort of career pressure. I had actually gone to school at UC Santa Cruz, and I graduated at the top of my class with a degree in mathematics. I probably should have done something other than be a musician, but I never got a bit of pressure from my parents. Whereas some of the other guys that I played with whose parents were more professional, they got grief at times from their family that they might be wasting their lives.
Show me how this thing works. Show me how this thing works. Will it make me rich? Will it make me wise? Will it give my empty life a little bit of meaning? Will it make the lions?
I read an interview with you in Interview Magazine where you said maturity is the enemy of the rock musician. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the easiest way to do that is for people probably to think on their own experiences. Perhaps they see that one of their favorite artists or something has a record coming out. And in the review, the reviewer mentions something about this record is maybe more introspective and the artist has really matured in their songwriting and stuff like that. I've always read that as a code word for it's going to be boring. I think there's a bit of immaturity and rebelliousness that is important, particularly for rock music lyrics. I think they have to be sort of irresponsible and just not represent the most well-reasoned viewpoint.
Turn on, tune in, drop out with me. The whole thing's coming down, so let's just get out of the way.
A while ago, you had mentioned something about when you graduated from Santa Cruz. You said something like, maybe I should have been a mathematician. Were you just joking then? Or were you just being ironic?
No. When I graduated from UC Santa Cruz, I was at the top of my class. And, you know, I was 20 miles from Silicon Valley and what became, you know, the internet, Google, tech boom. A lot of my peers, that's where they ended up. And I could have just as easily been part of that whole world that has influenced our society so much as I could have been an indie rock musician.
Mm-hmm. Your life would have been very different.
My life would have been very different. I don't think it would have been bad, though.
David Lowery, his latest Cracker album is Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. For Musician's Life, I'm Tracy Tannenbaum.